counting down the top 20 albums in Canada.
Hi, this is Jay Slasic from the Besnard Lakes.
Hey, this is Matthias Kong from the Burning Hell.
This is Dub Maddox.
Hey, this is Paul Lawton from the Ketamine.
Hey, it's Marty Carpenter of Imaginary City.
Hey, this is Matt from Golden Youth.
Hi, this is Jay Harder, and you're listening to the Earshot 20.
This is the Earshot 20. Here is Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland.
Hey, how's it going? It is the Earshot 20. I'm Anthony Enman, joined in studio by Brian Cleveland, who is back after a couple weeks off. It's good to have you back, Brian.
I'm really Wayne Hansen. Wayne Hansen. Wayne Hansen.
No, you're not.
Wayne Hansen. Wayne Hansen.
How many times do you think you have to say that before?
That's my impression of him looping.
Oh. For those of you who don't know out there, Wayne Hansen is a musical, very talented musical artist, and he uses a looper, which I find really cool as a side note before we even start this show. The effects that he can do on a looping station and how he's really good at harmonizing with himself. I feel like that would be hard to do.
For sure. Yeah. And thanks to Wayne Hansen and Ash McCoskey for filling in the last 2 weeks while I was away. And now we're back into it.
Now we're back. It is the National Countdown Show. If you're not familiar, the Earshot 20. We're counting down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. These charts are for the week ending Tuesday, August 20th, and Brian's going to let you know what you'll find if you go to that website.
You'll find that Earshot is the National Campus and Community Radio Report published every Tuesday evening at earshot-online.com. You can find the entire national top 50, from which we will play selections from the top 20 over the next 2 hours of the program. As well, you can find the regional top 30 albums submitted by over 30 Canadian campus and community radio stations each week. And other published charts include weekly genre reports such as electronic, hip-hop, international jazz, loud, folk roots and blues, and monthly and yearly top 200 countdowns. And you can also read some fine features such as reviews, interviews, and loads more. For instance, if you go there right now, you can learn about the Salmon Arm Roots and Blues Festival and also Golden Youth.
Very cool. So check out that website. And also, you can get us online a few ways. Earshot20@gmail.com. That's our email. You can also find us on Facebook, facebook.com/earshot20. And also on Twitter @earshot20 is our handle. And all great ways to connect and reach out if you are an emerging Canadian band or artist and you'd like to get some exposure on this show. We would love to do that for you. We'll throw you on as a feature throughout the program. And we're going to do that this program in the midst of the countdown and our Entertainment 411 with our friend Stephen Carlick from Exclaim. We're also going to have a feature from John Malone of In Flight Safety. We chatted with him about what the band's up to and what they've got coming up in the near future in terms of a release and some of their upcoming shows. So that is all on the way for you. But first, it wouldn't be the countdown if we didn't start it. And Brian's going to let you know what's coming in at number 20.
Yeah, lots of movement this week, so stay tuned for an exciting program. Lots of new bands, lots of bands re-entering the charts, and we're going to start off just that way with two of the three artists you're about to hear next coming back into the program. At number 20 this week, Damn to 17 is Boards of Canada from Tomorrow's Harvest. You're going to hear a track called Come to Dust. Braids re-enters the top 50 at number 19 with In Kind Amends, and you're going to hear the track In Kind. And at number 18, up from 31, back into the program, is Louise Burns from her new album, The Midnight Mass. You're going to hear a track called The Artist.
Stick around, there's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Number 20.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 19.
Well, I must have saw a girl who looked like myself. White-cheeked and bleak, knowing all the answers. Morning.
Earshot 20, number 18.
It's the Earshot 20.
And that was Louise Burns with a track called The Artist from the Midnight Mast. That album is out at number 18, rising from 31. Reigning our number 19 was Braids, and you heard a track called In Kind from the split single In Kind Amends. And at number 20, down from 17, was Boards of Canada. Starting off the program from the latest album, Tomorrow is Harvest, was Come to Dust.
You're listening to your countdown show. It's the Earshot 20. I'm Anthony Edmond, Brian Cleveland in studio, counting down the top 20 albums from earshot-online.com. Check out the site. It's really great. Brian's going to let you know now what's coming in at number 17 as we keep moving along. And coming up in just a few minutes, we're going to have our Entertainment 411, our news from Stephen Karlick, senior editor for Exclaim.
Two albums coming back into the program after falling off a little bit the week before. At number 17, up from 23, is Tribe Called Red from Nation to Nation. You're going to hear Tonto's Revenge. And By Divine Right is on the charts at number 16, up from 21. Their newest album is called Organized Accidents, and you're going to hear a track called Mutant Message.
Stick around, there's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Number 17. Enman and Brian Cleveland.
This is the Earshot 20.
Number 16.
The Earshot 20.
That was Mute Message by Divine Right. Their newest album is called Organized Accidents. It rises back into the program after falling from 21 at number 16. And at 17 from 23, A Tribe Called Red, Nation to Nation is their latest album. And you heard a track starting off that set called Tonto's Revenge.
All kinds of movement on the charts, and now we're going to move away from the charts just for a few moments as we throw things over to our friend from Exclaim Magazine. It's Stephen Karlick, and he's got your entertainment news.
It's the Earshot 20, Entertainment 411.
Stephen Karlick from Exclaim Magazine here with the latest music news, albums, and tracks. Long-running maritime music festival, the Halifax Pop Explosion, has finally fleshed out the lineup for its 2013 edition, with headline acts including The Walkmen, Fucked Up, Waves, Action Bronson, Japandroids, and comedian Todd Barry. Quote, "The 2013 lineup is the most comprehensive and diverse we've ever put together," said the Halifax Pop Explosion executive director Johnny Stevens of this year's fest. Besides those acts, the five-day festival, which runs from October 22nd to 26th, will feature performances from the likes of the Besnard Lakes, Shad, Young Galaxy, Met, Braids, Chad Van Galen, Doldrums, Bad Bad Not Good, Ken Mode, Royal Canoe, and more. This announcement follows the festival's initial lineup announcement, which included a special Symphony Nova Scotia concert with Joel Plaskett and musical protege Mo Kenny. A string of Chris Brown concerts scheduled to take place in Canada later this month have been cancelled by show promoters in light of the singer's recent personal and health issues. The news came from Stephen Tobin, the owner of promoters Drop Entertainment Group, who confirmed that dates in Halifax and Winnipeg as part of the Energy Rush Festival, as well as performances in Toronto and St. John, have been scrubbed for various reasons. Quote, "After ongoing conversation and consultation with this year's headline act, Chris Brown, and in light of the performer's recent personal and health-related issues, a decision has been made to cancel all four scheduled performances," Tobin said in a statement on August 19th. Of course, this comes after online petitions which urged Canadians not to let Chris Brown perform in their cities. Details have yet to be revealed in full, but a series of tweets and Instagram videos hint that the Walkmen vocalist, Hamilton Lietouser, is working on a new album with members of The Shins, Fleet Foxes, and Vampire Weekend. Much of the studio activity has been captured by Shins member and solo artist Richard Swift, who explained on Instagram that he's, quote, playing drums, etc. on the record. He's also uploaded footage of Fleet Foxes and Cave Singers multi-instrumentalist Morgan Henderson laying down vibraphone and stand-up bass. Lietouser's Instagram page also includes a picture of Vampire Weekend's Rostam Batmanglij and a video of Swift and Henderson running off beats on a pair of iPads. Toronto hip-hop collective Freedom Writers are stepping up their game with news of a debut LP titled Now, which is dropping this fall. The album will come out October 10th, and a press release confirms that the group, made up of Tona, Atom Bomb, Frankie Payne, Theo 3, Progress, and Big Sprox, have collected 17 socially conscious cuts for the LP. Beats on the record were served up by Big Sprox, while the five MCs of the group get help from Ian Kamau, Aya, and Tracks of IRS along the way. In album reviews, now trio Braids have dropped their follow-up to Native Speaker, titled Flourish Perish. If it seems a far cry from the band's Polaris-nominated debut, close listeners will notice an electronic influence buried in the record's insular arpeggiated guitars. Flourish Perish is an altogether vaster thing than their debut, resplendent in synths that pulsate and lash like nervous oceans. On Juniper, angelic harmonies intertwine with sparse drum snaps and dissipating synth panels, while Repeat listens to Together, which is so pristine and dense that light seems to ping off its veneer, reveal subliminal groans like the sullen echo of long-extinct sea life. Also out this week is the debut of Arcade Fire violinist Sarah Neufeld. The overwhelming sensation of Hero Brother, the debut disc, is the sonic sumptuousness of the recording environments, which feature seemingly infinite headspaces and warm blankets of wind noise. Sometimes Neufeld bows just enough to incorporate the room's reflection into her sound. Elsewhere, she stomps angrily to create a heavy beat. She eschews vibrato almost completely, favoring bent pitches that owe a debt to Appalachia. Timbrally, her violin goes everywhere. Wrong Thought sounds like harmonizer feedback at first, whereas its companion, Right Thought, is the folksiest of all, with bluesy chords turning into a low-key, churning rhythm. There's no question, writes our writer, that Hero Brother is a tremendously accomplished series of recordings that hold together as a whole. For more of the latest music news, albums, and tracks this week, visit exclaim.ca. Our song pick of the week is a cover of Arcade Fire's Ready to Start by British 80s mopesters Tears for Fears. Listen to the cover now on Earshot Radio.
Earshot Extra.
Yeah. tonight, but I would rather be alone than pretend I feel all right. If I was scared, I would. If I was bored,
listening to the Earshot 20. Number 15.
We're trying no more. It's caught on the floor, it's caught on the floor. This house has never been the same as before. It's never felt warm, never felt warm. There's something moving through the windows and walls. I've seen it before, I've seen it before. You left me living with a lingering soul. How little you know, how little you know. We're standing at the foot of a path. I had to go back, I had to go back. I chose to travel as a lonely man. So much that I like, so much that I like. I'm always wishing I was walking that road. Something I hope, something I hope. I take it with me all the places I go. How little you know, how little you know. I only eat to fill me up. I only sleep to rest. Love just like a game. I haven't found it yet, found it yet. See where I am is where I want it to be. I know what I need, know what I need. And there are many different places to see. I know how to dream, know how to dream. Still there's a wound and I'm moving slow. Though it don't show, though it don't show. I've got a hole when nothing grows. How little you know, how little you know. I only eat to fill me up. I only sleep to rest. I need a love just like a game. We marry and we work it out fine. Some other time, and some other time. And we are happy when I'm walking that line. It's all in my mind, all in my mind. I paint the ceiling so that nobody knows. I cover it slow, cover it slow. It's like you never even met me before. A little I show, a little I show. A little I show, a little I show.
Earshot 20, number 14.
Gangster. step outside this shell. My skin is new and shining. It may be hard to tell. I was a saint.
The Earshot 20.
And that was Hard to Tell by Young Galaxy there at number 14 this week, falling for number 17. And that's from their latest album, Ultramarine, by the Paper Kites. From their album, Young North, you heard a track called Paint. That rises one spot this week from number 16 to 15. And before that, you heard Stephen Karlik's pick this week, which was an Arcade Fire cover of the song Ready to Start by Tears for Fears.
All right, a few more tracks to bring you before this hour of the program is complete. We've gotten through the first 10, and Brian's going to let you know what's coming in next.
All the way from number 40 to number 13 from the new Washed Out album, Paracosm, here's a track called It All Feels Right.
Number 13.
We'll be right back.
listening to the Earshot 20. Number 12.
Stop any further conversation. Just listening to the rain hit the ground leads to further speculation. And that's what entertains us. Just listening to the water rush and hold my heart close enough to fire me
with Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland.
This is the Earshot 20.
Number 11.
Thank you.
It's the Earshot 20.
And that was Grand Analog with the new track from their latest record, Modern Thunder. That was The Great Rhyme Dropper featuring Shed. Before that, Lightning Dust with Fire Me Up. They fall from number 4 to number 12. Their newest album is Fantasy. And I should also say that Grand Analog rose to number 11 from 29 and number 13 up from 40, washed out from the latest Paracosm, a track called It All Feels Right.
And there you have it. Just like that, the first 10 counted down, and on the way is the top 10, plus a feature with John Malone of InFlight Safety. We're going to chat with him about the band. But first, a little information about this show, and I'm Anthony Enman, joined in studio by Brian Cleveland as we count down the top 20 albums, and we do it every week. It is the Earshot 20. We record broadcast live out of local 107.3 FM in St. John, New Brunswick. It is the campus and community radio station here. And then we send out for syndication across the nation to many great campus and community radio partners, which we greatly appreciate them airing this show. And you can also find the show on radio4all.net. That's radio4all.net. That's where you can find it for download. And you can podcast the show on iTunes. So all great ways if you'd like to go back and have a listen. You missed a part of the program. Maybe you want to catch the name of one of the songs that we played. Well, you can do that via those avenues. All right. Stick around, because when we come back, the top 10 plus our feature with InFlight Safety, you don't want to miss that. It's the Earshot 20.
The Earshot 20 returns after this.